This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One more time, inshallah, if I can ask you please to shift forward, mashallah. Take a look at the brothers and sisters sitting at the back. Allahumma zid, Allahumma zid wa barik ya Rabbi Ummat Muhammad. May Allah put barakah in the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, my brothers, stand up forward. Come forward, inshallah. We will not take too much time today. As you know, my khutbah, there are only 10 minutes, inshallah. We're going to start at 8 on time, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. I know it's a working day for some. Please stand and move forward, Allahi barakikum. For those who have their own prayer mats, you can fill up the space on the side here, inshallah. For those who have your own prayer mats, fill up the space on the side, on this side, but not the gateway, not the exit, inshallah. Come forward, inshallah, fill and make up space on the side. Allahi barakikum. Jazakum Allah anna khairan jazak. There are lots of brothers waiting outside to enter into our musalla. Allahi barakikum. Jazakum Allah anna khairan jazak.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
If I can ask the sisters just one more time, last time inshallah, if I can ask you to move forward, fill all the gaps, if I can ask my year 11 volunteers, Zainab, Leika, Bismillah, shift them forward inshallah, bring them as far forward as you can, Allah be better people. Jazakumullah ala khayrul jazak, sisters. Please inshallah, shift as far forward as you can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Allahumma ameen.
Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi rahmat.
Okay, while the last few brothers are getting ready to sit down, inshallah, there's room there in the middle. Allahu barakatuhum. Please cross over, inshallah. Come in as much as you can. For those who have prayer mats and you want to skim over onto the outside, you'll still be able to be with us in the salah. For those young men who have their own prayer mats and are able to take a little bit of cold, please pray on the outside. Allahu barakatuhum. Allahu barakatuhum. Inshallah, we're going to begin the salah shortly. Bismillahi ta'ala. I just wanted first to honor our young students, mashallah, who have led us in our Taraweeh prayers all throughout the month of Ramadan. And this is the tradition that we began last year, alhamdulillah. We want to continue it again this year, inshallah. If I can call forward our board member, Dr. Ratib Junaid, if I can ask him to join us, inshallah, with the Dr. Rifa'i.
هنقدم الهدايا للطلب,
inshallah.
الله يبارك فيكم. We're honored, alhamdulillah, to have them as representatives with us, inshallah. We'll begin with our youngest student who joined us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him barakah. Aniq, join us in the front here. Bismillah, mashallah. Please stand amongst the Shaykh and Dr. Ratib. Allah yibarak fikum. Just in the front there, inshallah. Channel the camera, inshallah. If I also can call forward, bismillah, Yahya Ali. Mashallah, he has a beautiful name, Yahya, mashallah. Summiya Yahya li Yahya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him khayr on the knowledge of the Quran. Allahumma ameen. Yahya Ali, mashallah, is a year 10 student. Aniq is a year 8 student. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase them in good. Next, if I can ask our young brother, Muhammad Adam Hafiz. Barakallahu lana wa lahu fil Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him khayr. Our year 11 student, mashallah, has completed his hifz. Adin Muhammad, Adin, please come join us. Hildeed, Adin Hildeed, Allahi barik feek, our year 12 student. In the middle of assessments, assignments, and exams, mashallah, he was with us from half of the Quran onwards. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. Finally, our Hafiz, Sheikh Abdul Rahman, taqabbalallah minna wa minkum, year 12 student, mashallah, with us from the first night. Jazahullah anna khayr al jaza, each and every night with his beautiful voice and reading. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Can I ask you two boys to go on that side for the camera, inshallah? Finally, none of this could be possible without our considerate effort from the Islamic Studies department. Our sisters, of course, are too shy to come forward, so their reward is with us later. But I would like to call forward Sheikh Abdullah Al-Qadi, mashallah, a new member of our school. Led us in prayer a few nights, but he is, mashallah, a graduate of Medina University with a Master's of Education, looking after our Arabic and Islamic studies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. A beautiful voice. Jazahullah anna khayr al-jaza. Our
pillar in our school, Sheikh Ahmed Sanusi, hafizahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us all in him in good and our families all together. Allahumma ameen. Allahi barik feekum. Finally, our qari' muqri', Sheikh Mu'taz Mansi, jazahullah anna khayral jazah, our imam for Taraweeh, the one who has been consistent with us, leading us to all that which is good. Allah ihfadna wa ihfadhu ya Rabb. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them khayr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us many more Ramadans with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our salah and siyam and qiyam in the month of Ramadan. Jazahumullah anna khayral jazah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Walillahi alhamd. Jazakumullah khair. Please, inshallah, have a seat. Allahi barik feekum. We're going to begin Salatul Eid. I thought I would just do a quick refresher course, inshallah. Salatul Eid, as we prayed here, as you have been used to, inshallah, is two rak'ah, like Salatul Fajr. The only difference with them, inshallah, after takbirat al-ihram, our Shaykh Dr. Abdul Rahman al-Rafa'i, for those who have just arrived, is the president of Al-Azhar University, the Lebanon branch. He will lead us, inshallah, in the salah. And he will do, after takbirat al-ihram, seven takbir, then the rest of the salah is normal until we rise up for the second rak'ah. In the second rak'ah, inshallah, before he begins al-fatiha, he will then make five takbir, bi-ithnillah ta'ala, and then the rest of the salah. I will then have the honor, inshallah, of sharing with you two short khutbah, 7 minutes and 3 minutes with a short dua at the end. May Allah accept from us. I ask you to remain seated with us. We will be all, inshallah, leaving before 8:30, bi-ithnillah ta'ala, to enjoy the wonderful food trucks that have been prepared by our management and staff. This is from our wonderful leadership and initiative of our new incoming principal, Sister Rana Baghdadi, who will be with us later on today, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead our school to all khayr, lead our board and management to that which is pleasing to him, and may Allah deter us and stop us from anything that is haram and sinful. Allahumma ameen. We'll make three more takbir, and then I will invite you to stand up, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لله الرحمن الله أكبر الله أكبر
Sisters, inshallah, brothers, now that you have room in front of you, whenever we stand up, there's always a little bit of room. Come forward, inshallah, fill the gap. Don't leave a gap. There are brothers who are praying outside. Make room for them, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Allah is the people. Allahi barik feekum. Shireen, Farah, and Zainab, make sure that there's nobody praying on the staircase exit way, inshallah.
Allahi barik feekum. Jazakumullah anna khayra
jazah. After the salat, inshallah, we have a special gift for our dear brother, Dr. Rafa'i, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded.
Allah yubarik fina wa fikum ya Rabb. Please inshallah honor us. Allahumma ameen. With just a minute silay. I'll wait for the sisters inshallah to find their serenity and their tranquility and calm. May Allah increase the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we're here in our thousands seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah accept it from all of us. Allahumma ameen.
استووا واستقيموا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إنا إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله
أكبر. الله يكرمكم.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We remind each other of taqwa Allah azza wa jal. We pray that at the end of the month of Ramadan that we are from those who have increased in their love for Allah, their fear of Allah, and their raja and hope in Allah azza wa jal. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from those who have greater love for each other because of our love for Allah, and greater care in how we deal with each other because of our fear of Allah, and greater mercy with each other because of the hope in Allah's mercy that we seek of Him. Allahumma ameen. I begin by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our month of Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal minna shahru Ramadan. Allahumma taqabbal fihi siyamana wa salatana wa qiyamana wa ruku'ana wa sujudana ya arhamar rahimin. Ibad Allah, O you who have come to place your head on the floor before Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who have come to celebrate 30 days of hunger and thirst because of the order of Allah, O you who have come to celebrate giving from your wealth and your savings to those who you may never meet in this dunya, but whose light you will find in the akhirah waiting for you, O you who have come asking that your dua in Ramadan be accepted, seeking shifa and healing for what's in you and around you, O you who have come who have difficulties in their relationship asking Allah for guidance and hidayah, O you who have come with a worry of your young children, where they will be in the future when they're your age, O you who have a concern for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who made dua for your brothers in Aqsa, who made dua for your Rohingya orphans, who made dua for your sisters in India whose hijab was being ordered to be removed. O you who have come because of the hunger of our brothers in Africa. O you who have come with this dua in your heart, in your chest. I ask you, as you look further from you, to plant barakah in your home first, so that the tree of Islam can reach its fruits to further than you. One of the distractions you and I have in life, my dear brothers and sisters, is that our eyes are always looking far rather than within. And within our community, within our homes, within our schools, within our neighborhoods, within our Australia and WA and Perth, we have real problems and real concerns, real issues that require my individual attention, my family attention, my school's attention, my Muslim WA attention, requires the attention of imams and businessmen, requires the attention of the humble worker, employer, and employee. One of the sad reality is we look to others before ourselves. It's a fault I have and you have. And the month of Ramadan is intended to make you look at yourself, to make you the one who's responsible for your home, your family, that you sit at the same table to break fast, to share with those who you know and dear and love to you, and those a little bit further, that you come to the musalla each and every night, the masajid, filling them for salatul taraweeh, that the person next to you, you know them or you don't know them, you stand bunyanun marsus, as if you are one community united before Allah Azza wa Jalla. There are three simple messages that I have for myself and you today. There is no khayr in you or your family if there is no salah in your home. Abdullah, I teach many of your sons and daughters. I see the heartache, the pain each and every day in the face of my Islamic studies teachers, getting them to be comfortable in the masjid because they don't visit it unless they're in our school. I see the pain of some of our older students unable to settle because they've not been taught, not been given the demonstrated view of their father and mother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in more than one place, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. There's a tah added. Order, enjoin, lead, fulfill, be an example of salah. And never give up patience and hope in it. Never, ever, my brother, stop. Abdullah, it doesn't matter what sin you have in your life. It doesn't matter what you see, what you hear, where you live, what you give, what you take, what you spend. It doesn't matter what crime you committed between you and Allah publicly or privately. Don't give up your salah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. The masajid are empty after Ramadan. It's my fault and your fault. The jama'ah in Isha is not the same as the night before. It's my fault and your fault. My problem, wallahi, my problem as much as yours. I'm not speaking to you as one who is complete. I'm negligent like you. وَذَكِّرْ, but remind, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Number two, Abdullah. There is no good for you in your public life if your private life is not in order with Allah. The whole world may celebrate me, but if my children, if my wife, if my mother-in-law, if my father, if my mother, if my brothers, if my sisters, if my cousins, if my employer, my employees, those who I see every day think ill of me in their heart, what good is what people think of me from a distance? The great Imam Sufyan ibn Uyayna, he would say, أصلح ما بينك وبين الله يصلح الله ما بينك وبين الناس. Fix yourself with Allah, Allah will help you fix yourself with others. أصلح سرك مع الله يحفظ الله علانيتك. Fix your private life with Allah. Allah will fix your public life, my brother, my sister, in Islam. One of the hurdles I have with some of our sisters, young girls in our school with their hijab, is that my father wants me to wear hijab, but not for Allah, because he doesn't want people to say, oh, look, that you want, how can you come to the masjid not like this? What are they going to say about it? You can't dress like that. No. You can't come with us if you don't wear. You make it about you instead of Allah. You put in her heart that your fear is of the public eye instead of what Allah is to put in her heart. Abdullah, no good in your public presence if the one who lives next to you, who sleeps in your bed, who prepares your food, who lives day in and day out, finds in you fault in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahumma aslih dhata baynina. Oh Allah, correct what is between us and others. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya sittir, oh one who covers the mistakes, cover our mistakes, ya Allah. Allow us to repent between us and you, and to fix ourselves in our homes before public. Wallahi, some of our sisters, they say, Shaykh, one sister, subhanAllah, who's in the process of divorce, new sister to marriage. She said, Shaykh, I married him because I thought that from how he looked, he's a person of salah. He had, mashallah, big beard. Mashallah, wears the thawb. I married a fajr beard, but no fajr. I married a man whose beard looks like he prays fajr, but he's no fajr. Every day, no fajr. What do I want with a man like this? Ittaqullah ibadallah. Fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Fear Allah for your children's future. What good is there in our community if your children don't see you? Don't see the respect you have for their mother. Will they respect their wife? If you use those filthy words in front of your children, will they in their future use right words? If you cannot honor your husband, if you cannot stop speaking ill of them in their presence or outside, if the moment they leave home you say, see what your father, see how he... You think you are helping your family by abusing our children? Ittaqullah Azza wa Jal. Fix what is between yourself and Allah. Fix what is in the home. La yughni anka qawl al-qailun. Nothing from what people say about you will be of benefit before Allah Azza wa Jal. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, before I take a short break, as is the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Third and finally, your sit, your cloak, your protection, your shield is your generosity and sadaqah upon others. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that people will say, oh Allah, return me. Give me one more chance. Let me go back one more time. What do you think you would want if you can come back from the akhirah for 1 minute? What act of worship? Is it hajj? Is it salah? فأتصدق, that I give a genuine good to somebody else. Subhanallah. Why? Why is you looking after the poor? Why is you looking after the needy? Why is you assisting the weak? Why is you caring for those who are far? Why is it spending upon yourself and your family? The Prophet ﷺ said, أبرق الصدقة إنفاق المرء على أهله. Remember this in the day of Eid. The greatest sadaqah is where a man buys something for his wife. Subhanallah. The sisters, mashallah, they're going to say takbir soon. Wallahi, the greatest. Why? Because it puts love in the heart. May Allah enliven our heart. May Allah put barakah in our homes. May Allah fix my and your relationships with those who love us. May Allah allow us to have amra rushd, a path of righteousness. Allahumma ameen. صلوا على الحبيب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد ابن عبد الله عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. Finally, the greatest sign that your month of Ramadan has been accepted. Everybody says, Shaykh, how do I know Allah has? Is that what you do in Ramadan continues after. That's it. All of the ulama, Imam al-Nawawi, Imam ibn Hajar, everyone, when you read, they say, how do I know, Shaykh, how do I know? Simple. That what you were doing in Ramadan continues after Ramadan. So therefore, after 30 days of fasting, fast 6 more days, Shawwal. After you were giving siyam and sadaqah and zakah, zakatul fitr. You continue the amal, the deed. If you were honest about taraweeh, continue even if it's 2 rak'ah when you wake up before fajr or 2 rak'ah before you sleep, after isha. Don't leave it. Increase the khayr that you have been blessed with in the month of Ramadan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Ali al-Qadir, al-Rahman al-Rahim, al-Hannan al-Mannan, al-Hayyu al-Qayyum. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the giver of all good, the bestower of all mercy and kindness, to send his rahmah into all of our hearts and homes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from what we fear and what we know and what we are not knowing of. Allahumma ameen. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put love between two people who have separated and estranged. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our future ummah, our young children, our sons and our daughters with the blessing and the knowledge and the practice of the Quran. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the Quran in our hearts, makes our eyes filled with its reading, makes our tongues wet with its recitation, that its light is in our homes and in our communities. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates from us those who are rebelling against him. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make those who love him love us. And may Allah make those who hate Allah separate from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from envy and hasad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Eidakum mubarak, Eidakum mubarak, Eidakum mubarak. May Allah bless your Eid and the days after it. May Allah accept our Ramadan. Allahumma ya arhamar rahimin, ya waliy al mustad'afin. أرؤف بنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين اللهم بارك لنا في أهلنا ومالنا وديارنا وصحتنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم بارك لنا في القرآن العظيم اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كبيرها وصغيرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم تقبل شهر رمضان منا اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل صيامنا اللهم تقبل صيام شهر رمضان منا بارك الله لي ولكم في هذا اليوم المبارك وحفظنا وإياكم في رعايته اللهم آمين. If I can ask Dr. Ratib inshallah to join me at the front for a small gift that I've brought for our dear elder and teacher. Kabiru, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carry our dear Sheikh, our brother, back to Lebanon safely on Wednesday, inshallah. Join him with his family. It's not easy to be with us in Eid and leave his community. May Allah reward him and jazakallah khair for joining us.
Just say 1 second, please. Just there is an announcement we need to say, please. Just 2 minutes. And also, I would like to thank Sheikh for his effort, the principal and the management. And this is our gift on behalf of the boy. For the share, mashallah, has done fantastic Allah job. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, as I said, Eid Mubarak to you and to your family, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you, to protect all the Muslims around the world. I just want to ask you one thing to do after you leave here, these brothers. You have to remember, especially the marriage, the men. After you leave here, you just go out or in your house, hug your wife, kiss your wife, say thank you very much, because she has been cooking for you, biryani, and I don't know what it is, and manza, or all this type of food. So she's been working hard for the whole month. So go and give her a good, nice gift, and kiss and hug, and look after them. And also the one who's single, just go to your mom. He's her head, and give her a nice guy gift, and ask her subhanahu wa ta'ala to direct her Jannah to your father and mother. And also there is a good announcement. Brothers, listen very carefully. Brothers, sisters, I want you to listen to this. Alhamdulillah, Al-Adeen College has bought a land in Malaga, 50,000 square meters of land. Al-Adeen College, alhamdulillah, bought a land in Malaga, 50,000 square meters, approved by the Department of Education for a new school. And also, not just that, the land is ready, inshallah, to build a school, inshallah, will start in 2024. Inshallah, will carry 3,000-4,000 students at least. So please, brothers, make dua for us, make dua for the school, and this is good for the community Muslim in Northern Suburb. So the land is next to Malaga Market. It's 50,000 square meter. Alhamdulillah, been bought by the Al-Amin College, and it has been approved by the Department of Education, and the zoning is permit for a school as well. Jazakumullah khair, Eid Mubarak, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, I'm اللهم صل على محمد.